to everyone. I wanted to take a few minutes and do a little podcast here. And my first subject that I want to talk on, there will be many, but take about 15 minutes. I want to talk on, is God real? There's so much that is said about God today, and there's so many things out there that we look at and we say, that was God, or this was God, or God is a spirit, or God is so many things. And I just wanted to take some time to kind of look at the term and ask the question, is God real? Now, we know that Jesus made a statement to us. He said that ye are gods to whom the word of God comes to. So David went on to say, ye are gods, but you will die like men and like the princes of this world. So then you ask yourself the question, is God real? Yes, God is real. Now, what's the problem today? The problem today is we have misinterpreted who God is, where God is, and what God is about. Now, ye are gods. So God is real. You are gods when the word is being revealed to you, when you're catching an understanding of who you are. That's what Jesus was saying. When the word opens up to you and you realize who you are and you become aware of yourself, ye are gods. Now, David said, ye are gods, and ye shall die like men. And we do. We grow old. We get gray hair. We die like men and like the princes of this world. But that doesn't take away from the fact that gods are in the earth. Now, yes, God is real. But the concept of the term today is flawed. That's the issue. Man, humanity, we look outside, we look to the sky, we look to dimensional things, and we all say, there's a God out there. He's greater than us, or whatever it is, a he, a she, or whatever. It's greater than us, and we are inferior. There's a God, but we have flawed the meaning and the concept and the term God. God is an object of worship. Just look it up. God. In encyclopedia, in dictionary, God. Object of worship. Okay? So, there wasn't always a God because there wasn't anything to worship at one time. God is not eternal. God is something that was created in an attribute condition and put into the earth and is called humanity. Ye are gods. God is an object of worship. The term God is real, but the thought about God is totally out of season. We don't have mediator anymore. We don't have an intercessor anymore. We don't have propitiation. We're past the blood. We're past the cross. We're past all of those things. We're past all of that. You say, well, I'm still worshiping God. And you know what you're worshiping? You're worshiping Jesus, the creature. And there is a spirit that was in him and a spirit that's in you and me. And that spirit is something that is totally us. And we are the ones who came into the earth, and we are the ones who are gods in the earth. What do gods do? They take care of things. What do you expect a God out there in the sky to do for you? You expect for him to take care of things for you. You expect it to heal you when you're sick, take care of your babies, protect your this and all these things. But ye are the gods in the earth. You are the gods. And when we recognize that, that means that everything in the earth is giving homage and giving its life and giving its fruit, whether it's botany, whether it's animal. You can see it in the dogs, the cats, the animals. You can see it in the botany life. Everything is fruit for us. It's fulfilling and giving us enjoyment in life. It's giving us a field that we're in where that we are gods or caretakers in the earth. We take care of the earth. The earth produces for us animals, sea creatures, botany life, everything. We are the gods. Man is God. But here's the issue. Man don't want to take on that responsibility. Man doesn't want to have to pay attention to the earth, pay attention to the things that we're doing, and give caretaking and love and nourishment to the animals, to the botany life, to the birds, to the sea creatures, to everything. We are the God. We are the caretakers of that. There's no God floating around out there taking care of the earth. You and I are it. Man is God, but he don't want to take on the responsibility. He doesn't want to be, quote, blamed for failures that might occur. He doesn't want to have any of this responsibility on him. He wants to be able to say, well, I asked a God and it didn't work out. Blame it on God. Well, you need to understand that whole concept is gone now, and there is no God out there. There's God here in the earth, and it's you and I. The term God is real, but it's out of season. Totally out of season. Man is God, but don't want to take the responsibility. He doesn't want to. There's no acceptance of who he is. He wants to be inferior. He wants to put something out there above him. He wants to be able to blame all the things that are going on anything except him. Humanity does that. But we were put here, Adam was put here, to be a caretaker over the earth, and he would have dominion over the animals, over the botany life, over everything. He was a caretaker. He was a God. Moses, I'm going to tell you now, you are a God, and Aaron will be your prophet, and Egypt will see you as this. Why? Because man is God. But man created with his intellect some other greater God. Yes, man created God when it comes to the intellectual thoughts of some spirit out here floating around. The spirit is in you and I. The spirit has genetically moved horizontally down through time, through every human being. It's a great fountain spirit. It's a rainbow spirit, whatever you want to call it. But it is... dimensionally us. We are it, and we are manifesting an attribute called humanity, wherein we're learning how to be gods. There's no God out there. God is us, and we are learning through our experiences how to be caretakers, lovers, nourishers, understanding, and learning these things. And we're watching the earth and the animals and the and all these things, the botany life, just feeding us, nourishing us, taking care of us, because we are the dominant ones in the earth. We are gods. Man is God, but he don't want to take that responsibility. He doesn't want to take the responsibility for the things that happen to the earth, the things that happen to humanity, the things that happens to his family, the things that happens to him. He wants to blame it on a devil or on a god. So we have this. There's no acceptance. So man made this God in his own intellect. And when he did this, now we run into three gods, four gods, two gods, one God. But all of it's outside of us. All of it's not us. Well, when you do that, you really cause some issues, because we are God in the earth. Ye are gods When the Word opens up to you and you see who you are, when we are birthed into the earth, we are God's, and we shall grow and grow old and die like men and like the princes of this world. So we see that man doesn't want to accept those things. So man makes a God in his own intellect. There's no God out there. You're looking. You're looking at the manifestation of God. You're looking at something that's greater than any God you could imagine. We've transcended all these things. This is the season. The term God is real. But this is not the season for that term in such a manner. We don't have an intellectual God out there in the universe somewhere. We are the gods, and the season is to bring that term home and not be an object of worship, but we are to be caretakers while the animal life and the botany life and the birds and the all these different things in life, they are worshiping a god, which is humanity, you and I. They nourish us. They take care of us. They look to us. We are the God, the caretaker. And when this happens, we understand who we are. When we moved into this Aquarian age, which is what we moved into, we left the Piscean age. We left all of that hierarchy behind. We left all of those thoughts behind. We left the church behind. We left all of those things behind us, and we came into a brand new day wherein God is not in season now. What is in season? We've transcended the God syndrome. God my mediator, God my intercessor, God my caretaker, God my lover, God my sin forgiver, God my forgiver, on and on and on and on. We have this concept, and it's humanity. Humanity built a concept to try to keep itself from being what it's supposed to be when it came here, and that's to be God in the earth. Ye are gods when the Word opens up to you and shows you who you are. This is the season to transcend all of that God syndrome and come to a place to where God is not the reality of today. There is no God. When I'm saying that, I'm saying there's no God above us any longer, out in the spirit realm any longer, out in a dimensional places any longer. It's not out there. That was our intellect put it out there. There is a spirit. There is a spirit. God is a spirit. There is a spirit that we are that spirit. And we are being worshipped by all the rest of the creation, animals, dogs, cats, horses, everything. They look to us, all the botany life, everything. It looks to us to be caretakers over the earth, and we are. And humanity in this Aquarian age is going to come up to that. They're going to realize that this great spirit, this fountain spirit, this rainbow spirit is in us, and there's only one God. And that's humanity. And that is not a God above us. We are that God. And the reason you can call us God is because the rest of the creation is worshiping us. But there's nothing out there that we worship. I'm not worshiping you, and you're not worshiping me, I hope. But man does this and sets up all these idols. And then he wonders why he never gets anything done. He never moves forward. You've got to put all your idols out of the way. You've got to put all your gods out of the way. There's no God beside me. I am the only true God and eternal life. And you say the same thing. Humanity is the only true God and eternal life. And as we move through all of these houses, we're in Aquarius now, we'll continue to understand that more and more as we transcend this whole God syndrome. Love bless.